Now, Christmas is just around the corner, and the charity, the Royal Society of the Prevention of Accidents, also known as ROSPA, have released research that says one in four people would consider giving a laser pointer as a gift. And here to tell us more about it is ROSPA's public health advisor, Sheila Merrill, and also ophthalmologist, Dr. Q Hill. Hello.
Hello.
So are you surprised how in the dark many Brits are to the safety around these laser pointers?
Well, I was a little surprised, yes, that, one in four adults would consider giving a laser pen to a child as a Christmas gift. But I think on reflection, they're just not aware of the damage that a laser pen, a laser pointer can cause if it's actually shone in someone's eyes. And that's something that, you know, Dr. Curell can tell us about. The number of people that have received, serious eye damage because of looking at or having had a pen shone in their eyes.
So it's a lack of awareness, I guess, on the public's part, as opposed to buying these things, knowing fine well the dangers they may pose.
It's lack of awareness of not knowing, you know, what a laser pen can do. One message that we have to get across is that, yes, they do have many legitimate uses in the office, across the workplace, but they are not toys. And they shouldn't be given as toys. With Christmas around the corner, they make an ideal Christmas tree gift. They're small, they can be bought very cheaply, but unfortunately, you know, for such a cheap item, they can cause such a lot of damage. So we are urging parents not to buy them as a Christmas present, not to give them to children as toys.
Sure. And Dr. Q Hill, have you personally seen children that have been affected by laser pointers?
Unfortunately, I've seen anything between 30 to 40 children suffering retinal laser injuries. Usually they've bought the laser pen either online, or it's been bought for them online, or they've imported them. So they've gone abroad to Egypt or, say, Turkey and bought them from a street seller there. They've either self-inflicted the injury, so they've shone the laser pen in their own eye, or shone into an eye of another child for a very brief exposure. In the vast majority of these injuries, it was mild, so it didn't have a huge impact on their sight. But in a few of them, the loss of vision was severe enough that that child now has difficulty recognizing faces, difficulty reading, and also the quality of the vision is not good enough that they'll be able to drive. And unfortunately, or sadly, in one or two cases, the vision loss is severe enough that I've had to register them legally blind. And that's a huge price to pay for misusing a laser pointer that actually shouldn't be in the hands of a child.
What should you do if a laser pen has actually been shone directly on your eye?
Okay, so if you think your child's misused the laser pen, then do take them to the local casualty. Make sure that you see an eye doctor urgently, because when the laser burn is fresh, although there aren't really any treatments that we can do to actually reverse the damage, but sometimes we like to give those children, or adults for that matter, a short course of oral steroid just to reduce the swelling, just to reduce the severity of damage caused by that retinal burn. But really, you're just mitigating, but you're not reversing.
How then, Sheila, can people stay aware of the risks that these laser pointers pose?
Well, they can get information off our website, rospa.com. There's a lot of information on there. Basically, when you're buying one, or if you do need to buy one for work purposes only, make sure that you buy from a reputable retailer and look to check that that pointer carries the CE mark and is only 1 milliwatt in power, because toys or pointers bought as toys from online retailers can actually bear that information, but are not. It's not always correct. Tests have shown that they can be up to 40 to 80 times stronger. So even though they are labelled as being 1 milliwatt. So buy from reputable retailers and only buy one if you need one for work purposes.
And just finally, where can people go if they want to find out a bit more information?
They can go to our website, rospa.com, and follow the link to laser pointers.
Ophthalmologist Dr. Q Hill and also Sheila Merrill, who's the public health advisor for ROSPA. Thank you both for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you very much.